BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
This is Mills. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Hi. Went to see that new Zac Efron film last night. Well, it's not just him, like, everyone's in it. Hilary Swank. Robert De Niro. Is it Lea Michele off Glee? Ashton Kutcher. It's called New Year's Eve. And you'll hear Zac Efron. I called him Zephron then. You'll hear Zephron on the show very soon. Not today, but soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Lols to your Christmas jumper, Becky.
Yeah, so there's two issues with the Christmas jumper today. Yep. One, I've worn it a day early.
Yeah.
Should have waited until tomorrow.
Really should. First day of December and all that.
Second issue is my gravy-based lunch. Two droplets on the bottom of the jumper now looks like reindeer poos.
It does look like the reindeer. The bigger reindeer has done a big poo.
So I've got a cream jumper on, two lush reindeer, and now I've got small reindeer poos.
Yeah. What gravy-based lunch did you have? I'm intrigued.
Well, meat and gravy.
Oh, is this the you-can-eat-anything diet?
Yeah.
So some meat and some gravy was on. Yeah.
Roast isn't just for weekends.
No, absolutely not. I'd have a roast every day if I could.
Yeah. But now I've got, like...
Let me stand up.
It's a bit obvious, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to take a picture. I need to put this on my Facebook.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Samuel. I'm just phoning up about the Radio 1 movie.
Oh, yes. How can I help?
Well, I would absolutely love to be on the credits, maybe something like a key grip or just anything to do with it. And as a media teacher, I could definitely help promote the film to all my students.
Wow, wow, okay. So are you a head of media somewhere?
Yeah, I'm head of media studies at Bebbington on the Wirral. Got a lot of Radio 1 fans in my classes and obviously the students in the school, so we promote it all through the school.
Oh, this is so good. Well, you'll get them all to watch the movie on Wednesday and tell them all about it, will you?
Yeah, well, you know, technically as media studies students, we could probably analyse it and do some work on it so we can watch it live in a lesson.
Everyone will have to stay behind until 7pm on Wednesday.
They'll be keen to do that, Scott, I promise.
Will they?
Yeah, we'll get some popcorn, make it a whole movie event.
I love this.
Yeah, they're so keen on it. They're all Radio 1 listeners. I'm sure the film will be worthy of our analytical skills.
You're going to love it, honestly. It's a great film.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So as head of media studies, you could probably make this compulsory, right?
Well, Scott, I'm sure it's going to be that good that we could probably get it certainly on our curriculum. I'm sure of it.
Whoa.
Well, look, you've got Tarantino involved, haven't you?
Yeah,
Norman,
that's
true,
yeah.
So, you know, we look at his work as well, so we could probably compare you alongside the other greats.
It'll be today, class, we're studying how not to make a film.
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's posters, maybe we could put some posters up as well, or we can just make those ourselves.
You are brilliant, yes, please.
So we'll get those up and get the word out.
And for all this publicity, what do you want to be on the credits?
I would love to be, I know someone else has asked to do this, but I would love to be a key grip.
Okay, that's quite a popular choice, actually.
I'll be anything. Go
okay,
on,
how about dolly grip?
Yes, that sounds quite suggestive, I like it.
That sounds up your street?
Yeah, excellent.
So what's your full name?
It's Sam Witcher.
Sam Witcher, dolly grip.
What a good deal.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Something very strange happened this morning as I opened my front door to come into Radio 1. Front door of my house. There is a pair of men's pants, I would say a medium size, laying by the front door. Now, I've checked with my flatmate, they're not his.
Mm.
They're not mine. They're not the kind of pants that I would wear, really. They're quite jazzy.
Jazzy?
Yeah.
Jazz pants?
Yeah, jazz pants. No, they're just a bit like... they're just a bit... I don't know, too many patterns going on, you know?
What sort of pattern?
Like flowery pattern. I'm not really
James
one for
May,
flowery pants.
James May type pants.
Kind of, yeah, paisley pants.
Not that I've seen James May's pants, but I imagine
you
they're not
imagine.
That dissimilar to the shirts he wears.
Yeah, they would be the same as his shirt.
Mm.
So, yeah, they're just laying there quite neatly by the front door.
Folded?
No, kind of opened out.
Right.
Now, obviously, lots of people will be making their own jokes and texting them in.
No, I think this is a message.
What do you mean? Is it like the gnomes thing again, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a message.
Someone was leaving me garden gnomes for a while. That was really freaky. So this won't apply to about 60 million of you. It's quite specific. But if whoever left their pants by my front door would like to come and collect them, then please do feel free. because they are still there. Obviously, you know.
Is it not the start of, you know, a couple of weeks ago where you accidentally sent all yours and your housemates' clothes to the rubbish? Is this not the start of it gradually being dropped back, one item by item?
Oh, no. No, I don't think it is.
No?
I never got those clothes back, by the way. Loads of people keep asking me on email, did you ever get your clothes back? No. They went to the tip, I think. Well, they just got crunched up in the rubbish van, probably.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Everyone's saying that all my anecdotes are pant-related. Not all of them.
They are.
Well, yeah, it seems to be quite a lot at the moment, yeah.
They really are. Do you know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Is that maybe you've reached that time of life, I won't say old, the time of life where people start throwing their pants at you.
Oh, well, like...
You know, like old ladies
like
do.
Like Tom Jones?
Yes.
What age does that happen, do you think?
I don't know.
50? Has it started happening to Bono yet, do you think?
I don't know, but I'd quite like it if it did. But maybe that's what you've got to put up with now.
I don't think it, like...
Pant flinging.
Yeah. It's going to happen, like, to Barlow and Robbie Williams probably in a few years, isn't it? Mm. Like, just wake up, open your front door. Oh, some pants. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Rhiannon.
Rhiannon, where are you today, please?
I'm in Devon today.
How can I help?
Well, I was just thinking to say that I came out of my house this morning and there are some pants on the pavement as well, so it doesn't only happen to you.
Well, so there are pants outside your front door today as well?
Yes.
Right, do you think this is something that's going on like a nationwide thing that we don't know about?
I don't know, maybe. It's pretty gross, though.
Yeah, what were yours James May jazz pants?
No, mine were just like plain black boxers they look like. I don't really stick around to check them out too much.
Uh-huh. And you don't have any explanation for this?
Well, I live behind quite a big nightclub, so it might be a kind of drunken escapade, but
right. Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah, you must get all sorts turning up outside your house.
Yeah, it's not too bad, actually.
Okay. I think, like, next to a nightclub you would, but, well, okay, cool, maybe this is the first of many.
Well, hopefully not, it was quite gross.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see a connection. If you're in London, Miranda's in Devon.
Yeah.
You don't live in the same block, do you?
No.
So it's obviously not the same pants.
Yeah.
But that's as much as I've managed to deduce at the moment.
Yeah.
You might have to get back to me.
Also, like, people are really being picky on the text as well. Oh, stop saying pants. They're boxers. I can't connect with Scott at all. Well, you know what I mean? It's the same thing. Same thing. A pant is a pant. Love you, Rhiannon.
Love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
One more thing. Do you think... Because it was quite windy last night in my house...
Oh, yeah. Is that why you took your pants? That's disgusting.
Kind of.
Absolutely disgusting.
Outside, I meant.
Right.
Do you think that they could have blown off someone's washing line? Maybe. Yeah. That could be a possibility. I don't, like, everyone's asking me questions. Were they clean? I don't know. I didn't investigate any further than that. They're just still there if you want to come and get them. End of. That is Murs, who might have a number one album at the weekend.
What's the address for the pants, sorry?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, a lot of you obviously aren't at school today, so do you fancy doing me a little favour? I need you, thanks, to design a poster for the Radio 1 movie, which is a week today. Ah! It's not finished yet, but... It's getting there. And we're going to be in Carlisle at the University of Cumbria next week for the premiere. But you'll be able to watch it on the Radio 1 website from 7 p.m. next Wednesday. So we need a poster designed to put up all over Britain, obviously legally. Now, Becky, you've done an example, haven't you?
Yes. It's not the best.
No.
But it does, does a job. You wanted certain things in the poster, like the name of the film, when it premieres, yeah. And the Radio 1 website.
Yeah.
You also asked for a picture of you in it. Didn't know if you had to put that in. So it's
preferably,
got all the elements.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it's fine.
Should I put it on the Facebook?
If you put it on Scott Mills' Facebook, search Scott Mills on Facebook, you'll see Becky's example. It needs to have the Radio 1 movie on it. You can have a picture of me. That'd be good. And also Wednesday, 7 p.m, and then the website address, bbc.co.uk/radio1. So if you're a little bit bored, fancy making me a poster, impress us. And actually, best way to do it, if you send it to my email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and we'll put the bestest ones on our Facebook page. So Radio 1 movie, website address, Wednesday, 7 p.m. That's what the info needs to be. And thanks very much in advance.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here is Radio 1's movie critic, Rihanna. Hiya.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Really good, thanks.
Good.
Are you looking forward to seeing our film next week?
I am so excited.
Are you?
I haven't been this excited since... No, I just never been this excited.
Ever. no film has caused you this much excitement.
Really hasn't, you know. I can't wait to see what you've got in store for everyone.
What are you expecting?
I'm expecting something a bit like... Did you ever see Life in a Day?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm expecting that, but better.
Yeah, I mean, it is like that, very much so, but with huge stars in it.
Like who?
Lady Gaga's in it.
Really?
Yeah, Jessie J.
Did you sneak into their dressing rooms to take that footage?
Some of them, yes.
Do they know that they're in this film?
Some of them, yes.
I was talking to Greg the other day, Greg James, and he was like, am I in this film? I'm like, yeah, quite a lot. He's like, I don't remember any of it. I was
like, no, it was all like over-the-shoulder filming.
There's no hidden camera filming, but there's a lot of, you know...
Is that Men in Black pen you were carrying around like, the whole time?
Who else is in it? Nicole Scherzing is in it.
Wow.
Yeah, big stars.
Amazing.
Foo Fighters play a large part in it as well.
Do they?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Actually playing... Have you just got them on stage gigging?
Partly.
Okay, well, that's cool. That'll bring in the crowd.
Because they were at the big weekend.
Yeah,
but there's other stuff as well, which you won't have seen before. So, and loads of our listeners. So you're right, it's a bit like Life in a Day.
So what happened? Did they send in videos?
Yeah, so a lot of our listeners, whatever they were doing on the weekend of the 14th and 15th of May, they sent it in. It is just like Life in a Day, but they had Ridley Scott. You've just got Scott Mills.
No, we got Tarantino.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you.
No!
Yes.
Way!
Have you
got Tarantino?
Yes.
We have.
Confirmed yesterday afternoon.
His cousin, Norman. Norman Tarantino.
That's like the Vicar of Dibley episode.
Yeah. We don't actually know if it's his cousin, but he thinks he probably is.
Amazing.
So at least
I can't wait to have a bit of Tarantino.
Yeah. So we can put a Tarantino production, a Mills Tarantino production on it. With reviews and stuff.
Yeah.
Do top Hollywood stars give you cash ever to be nice about their film?
No, but Radio 1 DJs might do.
Well, funny you should say that.
What was that? You've got, haven't you forgotten notes in there?
No.
What is it?
Have you just got a copper? I don't accept coppers.
It's a selection of 2 and 1p's.
What I love about it is that you haven't even bothered to put it in a fresh envelope. You've crossed the previous name out.
It's got your name on it.
Thank you. Who was it for? In bright green marker pen.
It was a letter for me. Now that's all the change from my wallet.
All right, I'm going to count this.
So you can have that. Well.
I've genuinely just been given an envelope full of coppers. Yeah. Thanks for that, Scott.
We do not need a bad review, Rihanna.
That's not quite the same as a blank cheque, I've got to be honest.
So what do we get for that?
Just be nice.
You get a star rating.
Oh, cool.
I'm not saying how many stars, but you will get one.
That was easy. What I really need to know as well is how to get maximum publicity for the film. Like, what do other movies do apart from a premiere?
You need a lot of posters on the underground.
Okay.
Got those?
No.
You need quotes from loads and loads of critics.
Okay.
You need trailers.
Oh, we've got trailers.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got trailers. We've got some teasers, actually, on the website right now, if you want to have a look.
Amazing. That'll do.
bbc.co.uk/radio1 and on the Scott Mills Facebook.
What you really need is to do the promotion for the film. You need the stars of the film doing press junkets where we can all go interview them.
Now, this is good, because I've heard these movie junkets, you get to sit in a hotel room all day, don't you?
Yep.
Like, free tea and coffee and stuff. Mm. Am I in the film?
Yes.
Okay, I'm happy to do the junkets.
Yeah.
Get me the hotel room and the snacks and cakes and stuff. I'm happy to sit on a bed, have randoms come in, ask me a few questions. I'll say whatever you want.
Shall I book the Ibis up the road then?
Honestly, I don't mind.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
I was actually thinking of maybe entering one of those film festivals, like Cannes.
I love it. One of those, you know, what are they call a film festival.
What's the top prize of that called?
The prize is a Palm d'Or.
Yeah, I want one of those.
Yeah, it's a gold palm.
Right, and how do I get one of those?
You have to win at Cannes Festival.
Right.
So the Tree of Life, I think, has just won.
What's that?
The Brad Pitt film.
Oh, yeah. Don't know. Can we enter the Cannes Film Festival?
Well, you're not allowed to show it on the internet, though, before the Cannes Film Festival. Is that going to be an issue?
Yes, because the premiere's next Wednesday on the Radio 1 website.
In which case...
That's off.
No can. What about Sundance? That's in Utah.
Oh, that'd be good.
In January.
Is it hot there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
Although,
good.
Although, I think you might have had to enter it in September.
Oh. There must be other ones. There's loads, aren't there?
The London Film Festival, but that's just happened.
Okay, hear me out. Instead of going to one of these ones, and there are loads, why don't we just have our own one next week in Carlisle?
OMG.
Yeah?
Really?
Well, let's call it the Carlisle International Film Festival, and it's on next Wednesday, and there's only one film in it, and it's ours. So then we win.
Then you'd win, you would.
We win everything.
And then you could write that on your posters.
Yeah?
Award winning.
Yes.
Festival winning.
Winner of the whatever it's called award at the Carlisle International Film Festival. This is great, because we're going to win all the categories. We need to get some awards made up.
Oh, there's a shop down the road that does them. You know, the really lush ones with the engraving.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I think they only have... Oh, there's a golf one.
Mm. Football trophies.
Yeah.
My dad's got some old football trophies. I'm sure he won't mind if I just scrub the name off.
You can't steal someone else's trophy.
My dad won't mind.
They're only like £8.
Oh, down the road?
Yeah.
Right, let's get on to that.
Or a shield. I love a good shield.
Yeah.
Then you can pretend that there'll be another film festival next year. With like just one little thing on it. And a big picture of you in the middle.
Yeah. So that's our International Film Festival in Carlisle next Wednesday that we've just decided on.
Done.
Nice one. Thank you, Rihanna.
No problem.
Good to see you.
See you next week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So tonight, One Extra Live, 7 till 11. And then all the hype from it, 11 till 12 with Target. On Radio 1. Loads of highlights from the show, loads of musical highlights, loads of backstage insight into what's going on in the dressing rooms and all that. Loads of stuff from the fans. DJ sets, it's all there with Target. Sounding really good. Every evening after One Extra Live, 11 p.m. He is blown away by the whole One Extra Live experience, Target.
Mm.
And there's one word that he uses quite a lot to describe his excitement about all the live music. Do you know what the word is?
Hump.
It's not hunk. Hump.
Hump.
Hunk. Hump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Wow?
No.
Is it, oh, Target.
What's occurred in?
Yeah.
No. It's not terrific either. Well, I'm trying to bring that back.
Is it,
No, that's the wrong one. That's Young Lion. Because when he brings it back, No, the word is amazing. Well, we're also guilty of overusing that word, I would say. Do you remember we had an amazing box for a while, like a swear box? Every time you said amazing. We soon forgot about that because it was impossible to keep up. If we had kept it up, somebody would be really rich by now. Probably Children in Need or Comet Relief. Anyway, Target says amazing quite a lot. 10 Scott Mills points on offer here if you can tell me how many times... On one of the shows this week, from last night's show, in fact. What are you saying?
He's only on for an hour, spreading the buzz of the night and having reports from the fans.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say 15.
15 amazings in 1 hour from Target.
Yeah.
I'm going to count them tonight when I'm listening. Let's find out. Let me know your guess, please, on 81199.
We are celebrating tonight's amazing performances, which took place in Birmingham Academy. It was an amazing event. It's amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing. It was amazing. Big love to my mum for taking me. I think the whole night was just amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. J. Cole. It's been amazing.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
That mix. That's all to come from midnight.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing stuff. It was another amazing, epic event at Birmingham Academy. Amazing. Kieran says it was amazing. Amazing lineup. Radio 1 Extra Live was amazing. Birmingham was amazing. It's going to be amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing.
If that doesn't make you want to watch and listen to 1 Extra Live tonight, I don't know what does, because it's amazing.
Times 28.
28 times. Let me know if you said 28. You got 10 Scott Mills points. Target's on tonight, straight after One Extra Live from 11 p.m. Amazing.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.